The Conservation Department says it will take no further action over the alleged moa sighting in the Craigieburn Range 2 weeks ago. The sighting by Beely hotelier Paddy Freeney and two associates has attracted worldwide attention since the story broke last week, but the department has been cautious in its reaction. Richard Crowley has more details.
After earlier plans to investigate the sightings, the department changed its mind after suggestions they could be a hoax. Instead, it interviewed each of the three who had claimed to see the bird in a bid to check the credibility of the sightings. But Dock Protection Manager Dr. Ken Huey says there were too many inconsistencies in their stories to justify spending any taxpayers' money.
It's the best example that we're aware of out of these reports is that we asked to see the sequence of photographic negatives and we were denied access to them.
He says the department has not reached any conclusion on the sighting and to say any more would be a matter of speculation. Meanwhile, Paddy Freeney says there was no way he was going to hand over the negatives given the department's attitude to the sighting.
I said, you were the first people to be shown the photographs, you were the first people to be told about the enhanced images and that they were available for you. You were actually shown the first photographs ever. Doc were the only people who knew about the sighting, and they knew about it for 5 days before it went public. And you know, Ken Huey, he's the boss there, Barry Thomas, Ken Grant, all the experts on the phone and all the rest of it, they didn't even bother ringing me up on the weekend or on the Friday to find out my side of the story or get a comment from me right at the outset. They actually waited until the following week and sort of watched the media progress before, and it's only media progress really that forced them into doing anything. And then they came along and interviewed us sort of, how long would it be, 10 days after the event? And they're not very interested, and I think they don't like having their routine of sort of their 9-to-4 office jobs upset by things like this happening around the country.
Paddy Freeney says the vital photographic negative is now on its way to the DSIR in Wellington for image enhancing. In Christchurch for Morning Report, Richard Crowley.